How's it going, Grand Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And our guest on this installment of Grand Nation is Paul Dawson. He's a substitute teacher. And he's here to talk about a recent encounter with the police. Paul, how are you?
I don't understand why you always insist on inviting me when something bad happens.
Well, it's not that it's only inviting you when something bad happens. You know, you contact me and you say, I want to talk about this incident. And so most of the time they're interesting. Sometimes they're not.
Oh, so you're like the judge, jury, and executioner of my life?
No, it's just, I'm saying that in this case, you have a very interesting story to tell, and I want you to talk about it.
Yeah, spill the beans.
Good times, Tomlin, don't, please.
Well, let's get the show on the road, come on. I don't understand why you have that Mongo here when I can perfectly fulfill the role of a co-host.
Paul Dawson, please, I'm trying to keep this show afloat. Let's get to what happened. Okay, so you were serving as a substitute teacher in... I'm assuming this was an online session.
Yes, it was. With the restrictions in place, the teacher that is usually serving was not feeling well, but they wanted the students to have a class meeting. So I said, I'm more than willing to be a substitute for this anatomy and biology class session.
So it's a class on biology. It's a biology class. And they're talking about anatomy.
Yes, exactly. They were covering anatomy. And it was a case where the class was pretty early.
What time was it?
It was at 1:30.
How is 1:30 early?
Well, I mean, my time schedule has been thrown for a loop with everything that's going on.
So 1:30 in the afternoon is early to you now?
I'm not here to defend my sleeping patterns. It's just that with everything that's going on, it's harder for me to go to sleep at traditional hours. And so when I do the substitute teaching, I'm not fully rested. I'll say that.
Okay, so you were serving as a substitute for this session on biology, and talking about anatomy. What happened?
Well, I was frantically trying to get myself ready because I woke up pretty late.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I didn't have time to get fully dressed, so I had my blue bathrobe on, and, it covers me up pretty nicely. And then I had a lap desk on my bed, and, my laptop and the webcam. And I thought that I can just, hurry up, log in, and there would be no problems.
But there was a problem, right?
Well, I don't understand why there would be, but okay, the session was on Zoom.
Yes, I can understand that. You said it was an online session, so Zoom is very popular.
And the directions said to play a film clip talking about the menstrual cycle and the intricacies of the inner lining of the uterus during a menstrual cycle.
Okay, so it was giving the facts as to what happens physically during a menstrual cycle.
Yes, that's right. The video was playing, and as I said, I was a bit unprepared. I hadn't ate yet. I was feeling hungry. So I said, you know what, I feel like having a pepperoni Hot Pocket.
You're going to make a Hot Pocket in the middle of class?
Well, I just woke up and I scrambled to get ready for the class. And, you know, it's stressful being a teacher under these conditions.
Okay. So, what's the problem?
Well, you know, I was letting the video play for a bit, and I was watching the video and thinking, boy, I sure could go for a Hot Pocket. I don't know if seeing all the red in the video on the menstrual cycle made me think about pepperoni.
Okay, you know, don't be cute.
I honestly was making the association in my mind. So I said, you know, I'm going to grab a bite to eat. And when I got up from my bed...
You were teaching in bed.
Yeah, I think I made that kind of clear when I said, you know, I had a lap desk and I was in my, you know, bathrobe. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be sitting on a kitchen counter with a bathrobe and a lap desk with a laptop on it.
Okay, well, so you got up, and what happened?
Well, when I got up, unknowingly, I was not fully covered.
Oh, God.
Well, you could say, oh, God, all you want, but I was innocently, with no perverted intent, just trying to get up and make a pepperoni Hot Pocket because I was hungry and, you know, seeing the menstrual cycle made me have a hankering for pepperoni.
All right. So when you got up, elaborate.
When I got up, I was exposed in a certain region, and when I got up and was exposed, I happened to be half filled.
Half filled?
Yeah, well, it's a matter of when you're watching a short film about a part of the anatomy that can be very seductive. You get a little excited.
So you're saying that you were partially aroused when you got up, and when you got up over the Zoom, I'm assuming people in the class saw you. These are youngsters.
This is a biology class on anatomy. When you say youngsters, I mean, you make it sound like I'm, you know, exposing myself to a bunch of five-year-olds.
Well, I mean, they're still minors, correct?
Well, it is a middle school class. It's eighth graders.
Oh, my God.
It was a very innocent mistake, okay? The class started early.
It was 1:30 in the afternoon.
Early for me. And so I couldn't prepare, and I forgot that I didn't have underwear. So when I got up to make the pepperoni hot pocket, and I had been watching, and I was talking about, you know, that lady area, I got a little excited. So when I got up, I had half mast.
Okay, and so the students saw you semi engorged.
Yeah, did they have a microscope to actually get a look at your little French and beans?
Good times, Tom Lando, cut it out.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, he's very disrespectful. Almost as much as you are.
All right. So, the students saw you. What happened?
Well, I mean, chaos ensued. I mean, you know, there was screaming, and students saying, Mommy, Mr. Dawson is touching himself on the camera. And I was not. I just got up because I wanted to put a few hot pockets in the microwave.
Put a few hot pockets in the microwave. What? I think, aren't you supposed to do those like one at a time? Isn't that like a fire hazard if you do multiple hot pockets at once?
You know, can I do anything right by you?
Paul, I'm just saying, I mean, if you're, how many hot pockets do you do in the microwave when you usually cook them?
Well, if you are very careful and you have one of the large Dixie plates, you can have an entire six-pack of hot pockets, you know, a whole box of hot pockets, and you can pretty much have a whole day's worth of food. Whole day's worth of food, you know, in one sitting.
Okay, but the students, you know, they didn't know you were getting up for a hot pocket. They thought that you were trying to expose yourself to them.
Wow, I mean, can I do anything right? I mean, You make it sound like I'm some pervert.
Well, I mean, you did. I don't know how you can watch a generic and very mild biology video designed for middle schoolers and get excited by that.
Well, I mean, watching the video and then thinking about, you know, six Hot Pockets in my mouth.
Well, you don't put them all in your mouth at once.
You know what? I just, you know, this is going to be the last appearance. It's all your fault.
You always say this. Okay. So Paul, the students screamed and said that you were behaving inappropriately. And what happened?
Well, you know, I mean, not even 5 minutes passed, and I heard a knock, knock, knock on my door. And it was, when I looked through the people, it was the police.
So I'm assuming that one of the parents, or maybe a few of the parents, called police on you.
Yes, that's right. I mean, they thought I was some sicko, just, you know, lifting up my bathrobe and showing them Paul Jr.
So what did you tell the police officers?
Well, I mean, I said, you know, this is a big misunderstanding. I was merely getting up from bed to make Hot Pockets, and the camera was positioned in such a way that the students saw me in a semi-aroused state. And I just hope that, you know, no one thinks that I am a creep or a predator.
And how do they respond?
Well, I mean, they, for whatever reason, said, you know, Mr. Dawson, you're currently pitching a tent.
Okay, why would they say that?
Well, I mean, you know, when you have police come to your door and, you know, you have Hot Pockets in the microwave, 12 Hot Pockets.
12?
Yeah, I mean, you can cook 12 Hot Pockets at once. And so you have 12 Hot Pockets in the microwave and you're very enthusiastic about having them. And you're thinking about that and the menstruation video, and you're protruding from your bathroom. So I was tackled and restrained and handcuffed, and I was humiliated.
Okay, so what do you think is gonna happen now?
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Hopefully this will just go away over time. And my sterling reputation as a substitute teacher will lead the way. Sterling reputation? I mean, every time you're on here, it seems like you're in trouble. I've really had enough. I don't understand why this tard is talking to me in this way.
All right. Grady Nation, I apologize for another episode where we seemingly didn't make much progress.
Well, I mean, maybe you should take some interviewing classes.
I think my interviewing skills are fine. It's just that, you know, in terms of our guests.
Oh, you're blaming me. You know, I'm the one with the goods.
When you say goods, are you talking about the stuff under the bathrobe?
You know, you play dirty pool and you're going to go to the dark place.
Okay, Great Nation, we'll check in with you next time.